minutes of first open.
Turn off the lights! I sat down. And you're tall. You're like a whole foot taller than me. You might as well be with your long-ass arms. What do you mean? I'm giving you compliments. It's the after hours.
Yeah, it is.
And this is where we talk after the podcast.
You know what? Honestly, like, I feel like the after hours lighting just looks cooler. And it's like what we should do for the normal podcast. But then
they're not going to feel special.
We could just turn off more lights for the after hours. Like, look, we could turn
this one off, Ryan.
Okay, hold up.
Okay.
It's like everyone left.
How's that, dude?
It's, you know.
It's like we're the last ones at the office at the end of the night.
Yeah, this is like we're just talking and everyone left.
How's that?
This is good. The key lights make it a...
Matt and Ryan, we look like our super mega characters.
We do.
See, my skin is red, yours is blue.
And this is after hours.
Whoa.
What?
It is way quieter when that neon sign's off. I didn't even notice that.
Isn't it nice?
Hear it. There is like a...
Yeah, I have to have silence to hear it, jackass.
Ryan, see how quiet it is?
No, yeah, that was quiet.
Yeah.
Damn. So what do you want to talk about? Your mom?
This is unbelievably good podcasting stuff right here. It's good shit, man. It is good shit. That's the thing. Like, I'm not even yanking your chain. It's good shit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
These nuts.
It's still good shit. It's Ryan. The thing is, like, if we had a live approval, like, meter of like our audience's like approval ratings on how we're doing, you know, when you just go these nuts, your mom, it skyrockets up.
Like it clues people in. Like they're thinking, they're going. Whoa.
Ratings are through the roof.
Oh, I'm connected. I understand.
Ratings are just fucking skyrocketing whenever you do that. How do TV ratings work?
I'm guessing by views.
How do they even tell? So, also, the way that they measure views on TV is such an old fucking system.
How do they even do it?
They do it by, if I'm not mistaken, this old box that used to be like a cable box that no one has anymore. They still base it off how many people are watching with those boxes, apparently. That's what someone told me. So it's like the metric of TV viewership is completely fucked and inaccurate.
Yeah, but I'm guessing like there's a lot of, since you're going through a service, that service can track exactly like what you're watching and all that stuff, you know?
What's crazy too is like Netflix, like streaming services, they don't release any of the public viewing statistics of these shows. So when they just cancel, it's like, oh, okay. They can cancel it even if it has great views. That looks cool in the dark.
See, maybe we should keep this for the after hours.
Blow a little smoke over here.
Okay, hold up.
Smoke the fuck out of this room right now, dude.
Nice, dude. I don't want to get too much of a lighthead, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to get a little accidental secondhand nicotine buzz. You know, I've been off nicotine for 94, 95 days.
Not this guy. Not this guy. And if look at this. Look at this guy. Who has two thumbs up? Who has two thumbs, and still has a nicotine addiction?
Oh, I still have a nicotine addiction, Ryan. I just haven't been using nicotine. That addiction.
Who has two thumbs and still uses nicotine,
Ryan?
Yep.
I don't know if like
who has two thumbs and doesn't use nicotine, Matt. Watson.
I currently don't use nicotine.
Don't fall back into it.
Oh, it's hard. It is like I don't know why, but lately. My craving, so when
it's because I'm a bad friend and I'm doing it in front of you.
You've been doing it in front of me though.
Yeah,
I pushed past. I think it was when
one
of our friends
like,
was visiting recently and seeing him do it made me like.
I think when you just see a bunch
of
left people
out,
doing it, yeah,
I get FOMO. But also, like I've vaped since 2018.
We're a slave to this.
Yeah,
we're a servant to this.
There you go. Are Here's an interesting question.
All right.
It's philosophical.
Okay.
Or maybe it's biological. I don't know. does addiction ever actually go away? Like,
are people born with a predisposition to be addicted to a certain thing? Like when people have allergies, is it like an allergy? Is that what you're saying? Like mentally, it's like a mental.
No, I had a nicotine addiction. Like, so I had one, but I stopped vaping nicotine. I still want it. Do I still have that addiction?
I mean, people will say once an addict, always an addict. So in their line of thinking, yeah, you're.
Because a lot of people are alcoholics and they or heroin users and they quit and it's miserable. And like even years later, they're like, no, I'm miserable without it still. I just know I can't do it because it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, which is really sad.
Which is how I feel when I don't have meth.
Mm. It does make you feel alive.
Oh, my God.
We can have sex for hours.
We have great recording sessions.
Oh, the Truxim episodes when we did meth were great.
I don't know. People won't be able to tell either.
No, we were
we might be a little more positive.
Mm-hmm. But we're feeling good. Feeling the universe.
God, this is such a calming lighting.
All right. Heroin or meth?
Meth. Because Breaking Bad. Yep. Heisenberg.
Yep.
If heroin gets a fun show that's better than Breaking Bad, then maybe.
You could just watch Requiem for Your Dream or Trainspotting.
Yeah, those aren't as, I wouldn't say they're fun.
Yeah,
Trainspotting is a little more fun than Requiem for a Dream.
You love Jared Leto.
Jared Leto is, I think, one of the funniest men of all time.
Sexiest.
More like.
And also musically gifted.
And 30 the Messiah
Seconds to Mars
of this generation.
Yeah, Messiah. He didn't even know about COVID because he was off with his people. I mean, he came back and was like, oh, what?
What's going on? What have y'all done to my beautiful
Isn't that
earth?
Suspicious? He's gone. COVID starts. Then he comes back. He has an alibi. Oh, I didn't know how COVID started.
Are you saying that?
I'm just saying what we're all thinking, Ryan.
That him and his cult prayed.
That a plague would come upon the people.
And it came true.
And it did.
And you know, they're not praying to a Christian God. They're praying to Jared Leto's whatever, the Gazulu, whatever the fuck it is.
Some pagan bullshit.
Yeah. What's a pagan-sounding god name?
Marcus F.
They prayed to Marcus F. And that wish came true. Prayer
Aramel.
Came true.
Aramel.
Aramel. Aramel's
good. Sounds like a demon
Aramel.
Name, right?
I like Aramel better.
Sounds like dude. So I was looking up demons recently, just because I was. No. I was playing Binding of Isaac.
Okay.
And you know,
okay,
it's all biblical and the DLC has a lot of new biblical characters and demons and stuff.
So you're looking up like, what is this based off of?
Yeah. So I was looking up actual demon lore and I went to the demon wiki, and I was just reading through all the different like canon demons that exist. And it's, they have cool ass names. There's some cool fucking demons. I see why Satan has fallen to that shit.
He's Beelzebub, right?
Yeah, Beelzebub. That's the big bad guy.
Where's the Paimon?
Paimon. He's a god of, he's a demon of something. Azazel.
Azazel.
They got cool ass names.
Azazel sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah, they all have Pokemon sounding. Beelzebub?
Yeah.
That's a fucking Pokemon. Payman? That's a Pokemon.
Maybe we should start collecting demons. If anyone has any experience with demons in the audience, please let us know.
Well, you know, I also saw that chart where every demon has its own symbol. And it's a symbol that if you do the ritual and do that symbol, it summons that demon. So maybe we could just get that chart and summon the ones with cool names that we like.
Doesn't seem so much like an all-powerful demon if you can just call him at your whim.
Yeah. Honestly, here's the thing. I don't believe in any of that.
They sound
bullshit.
Like genies to me.
Yeah.
Evil genies.
I don't believe... Evil genies.
Which has a name.
Jin.
Yeah.
D-J-I-N-N. I don't believe in any of that shit, obviously.
Yeah.
But would I ever even jokingly fuck around with drawing those symbols? No.
What if you have to do it for a movie? Like on set,
that's
you have
different.
To do it for like depicting.
I feel like demons know your intent when you draw those symbols. It's like, oh, they're doing it for a movie. I don't need to actually show up.
What does this all powerful demon have to do? Like, what does he care for like the curiosity of like a few people? Shouldn't he have like more pressing matters?
I don't know, man. If they've been alive for millions of years, they're probably bored as fuck.
True.
They got a lot of free time on their hands. And how many people can be summoning a demon at once? A specific demon.
At that time. Yeah, you're right.
I remember I went on a 4chan's X board and I was looking through a thread of people
have
talking
you ever
about
summoned demons.
Yeah, well, a lot of people on there summon demons and talk about their demons that they've summoned.
Okay.
And just reading these people, like, it's like mentally ill role play. Reading these people talk about how they've summoned demons. Someone's gonna summon a demon on me now.
I don't think you can. You sick a demon on someone?
You can hex somebody.
Is that sicking a demon on
it's
them, or is that just like
someone,
giving them bad luck?
I don't know what a hex even is.
Like a curse?
I'm sure we've been hexed many times, Ryan. There's been some we've pissed off like a 14-year-old girl.
My back was probably some voodoo doll shit. I was in the middle of a workout and all of a sudden,
yep. Some 14-year-old girl got pissed that we made some joke about Undertale and went, "All right, I'm going to put a hex on you motherfuckers." Did it.
Have a permanent back injury, asshole.
Just playing with the lighting a little bit more.
How's it look? Ooh.
You like that?
Maybe I can.
Yeah, how does yours look?
Here's the
part. That's the.
And then it is this. Hold up.
Yeah, you just got to reach and click that switch.
Where's the switch?
Got it?
I'm just trying to find the switch now. Is it
on? It's on the top.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Nice. That looks good. This should be the after hours.
This is after hours vibes.
Wait. We did this once before we recorded the.
Can we turn on just the neon sign real quick?
Luke, you still better be switching between cameras when we speak.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's important.
Remember that one time we recorded a podcast fully in the dark?
Ooh. This is after hours vibes.
Yeah, this is big after. The sign's a little bit crooked, but. OCD heads, eat your heart out. But basically, these are weird vibes. It's kind of cool, though.
Late night.
Yeah, this is like...
staying after hours, 2 a.m.
This is very... this is after hours vibes, dude.
Yeah.
Do we look...
this is like miserable after hours vibes. That the light over there makes it seem like the sun is just coming up and we've stayed up all night.
This is like standing outside of a gas station at 4 a.m. vibes. Like, that's how this lighting feels. When you're outside of like a gas station or like a... you're outside of like a light-up sign on the side of the highway, you know? But if we want to summon some demons for a video, let's do it.
Okay. I mean, we could go summon a few demons right now and leave these folks to go twiddle about on their phones after, you know, we cut to black or whatever we cut to in the after hours.
Real quick, can I read some more cool demon names? These are so sick, dude.
Okay. Okay, how about this? You are given... three more cool demon names, and as soon as the sound wave of the last one, like Luke sees the sound wave of the last one end, that's where the podcast ends. So you got to end it on a really cool demon name.
Okay. I found the hub of all the demon names.
Okay. I'm keeping count of the demons.
Okay, the last one I read is... not a joke, by the way. It's not me making a joke. It's actually the name of a demon.
Okay.
Okay? So, we've got Morax.
Morax. Okay. I like that.
We've got Zayfan with an X.
Ooh, Zayfan.
And then we've got Anthony.
Wait, really?
There's a demon in there. And Leonard.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
These demons are stupid.
There's a lot. There's real names on.
I'm not trying to like battle any demons.
Yeah, don't call them
stupid. Those names were so good they have to stay in. I'm giving you those four. Leonard was a good one.
Leonard,
Leonard's a character from your favorite show,
Big Bang Theory. I gotta piss so bad.
Okay. Well,
I've been drinking a lot of water.
Say goodbye to everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Wave to them.
Bye.
Say thank you.
Thank you.